My name is John Erling. Today's date is May 4th, 2010. Alex, state your full name, your age, and your date of birth.
I'm Alex K. Adwan. I was born April 14th, 1930 in Maud, Oklahoma.
Let's talk about your mother, her name, maiden name, where she was born, where she grew up.
My mother's name was Lois Harkey. She graduated from high school in Tuskahoma in the late 1920s. That's down in the Kamish Mountain country in southeastern Oklahoma. With her parents, she moved to Maud shortly after graduation and met my father there. They worked in a department store.
And your father's name?
His name was Fred Adwan. He was born on a farm in what is present-day Jackson County. He was part of Texas in Greer County in southwestern Oklahoma at that time. His parents were Orthodox Christian immigrants from Lebanon. My grandfather, my dad's father, came to the United States in the late 1890s and worked his way to Oklahoma as a peddler and might have been a good model for Adu Annie's boyfriend in the musical Oklahoma. He worked a year or so to save enough money to pay for the passage of his family to this country. And then when they came here, they had three children in this country, and my father was one of those.
And then your mother, did they come from?
My maternal grandfather was Lewis Harkey. He was an amiable farmer, carpenter, beekeeper, dairyman of German and Scotch-Irish descent. My maternal grandmother, Lola Lawson, was a serious-minded and devout Methodist schoolteacher and a prohibitionist. She was the first person to suggest that I might become a writer or a journalist.
At what age? Very young age?
Yeah, very young, in grade school and child.
What did your father do for a living?
He spent his youth, what I call a boomer. He went to various boom towns, including Healton, Cromwell, Ranger, Texas, a short time maybe in Mineral Wells, and wound up in Maud in 1929. Part of the time he worked with his brother, and part of the time he traveled with a Lebanese merchant named Frank Massett, who ran department stores and found locations in these boom towns, moved in to stock of goods, and when the boom began to let up, he moved on to another town, and Dad went with him as a teenager and traveled around as his helper.
So they were salesmen?
Right.
Selling goods to stores?
No, he operated what amounted to, I always call it a dry goods store, almost on wheels, because he didn't stay in any of these places after the oil play died down. There's a lot of people like that. Frank made a lot of money in the oil business, too, during those years, and my dad was just a kid, and he helped him.
So then your father and mother met there.
They met in Frank Massett's department store, where they both worked, in Maud. And then Frank helped them open a little grocery store, what would be called a convenience store today, in Maud. And they lived in the back end of that, and they were living there when I was born.
What was the name of that store?
It was probably just called Adwan's Grocery or something, if it had a name. They didn't stay there long. I have a sister. She was born 4 years after I was. And by then, my dad had another grocery store, Modern Grocery, on Main Street in Maud. Maud was still a sizable town then, although the boom had started to taper off. And then he finally wound up with a large store there called Adwan's General Merchandise, and he had a grocery store, department store, and a Frigidaire appliance franchise there. And then he moved to Seminole later.
What are your earliest recollections of your father and mother in a store, and where was that?
I remember the Modern Grocery and Market store, the second one. I don't remember the little store at the time I was born. During those years, up into the time of World War II, my dad also had an interest in stores in Wewoka and St. Louis, Oklahoma, later. But now he's in Maud, and I'm just a little kid, and I had a great childhood there. My grandfather had a farm on the edge of town, spent a lot of time with him.
Do you remember working in the store?
I spent a lot of time in the store. I remember that. In those early days, my dad sold groceries on credit, and the Depression was getting underway. We didn't have a really hard time story to tell about that. We were doing fine, but I do remember my mother and dad talking about the note at the bank was always a problem and trying to buy stock of goods and sell it in time to meet the note and everything, but they did very well.
Did they talk about those who would come to the store who didn't really have any money and they extended credit?
They extended credit, and you'd think in a Depression time that would not be a very good thing to do, but actually He always said that he did very well at it. People paid their bills. When they couldn't, some of them came back, and some of them actually years later looked him up to pay off a bill that they had run up there and just weren't able to pay. Also, in the oil fields, a lot of oil operators operated what they call a poor boy method. They didn't pay their help on time all the time, but they would go buy groceries. One time, Dad remembered the head of what became a very large and important drilling company coming in and paying the bill of a half a dozen of his employees in there. He hadn't been able to pay them earlier.
We're talking about 1929, 1930, 31, in there, in that era.